USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate passed legislation by a voice vote on Friday to reopen the federal government through February 15th without providing money for President Trump's border wall. The House is expected to quickly approve the bill, sending it to the president's desk, ending the longest partial government shutdown in U.S. history. The president reminds Democrats,
as everyone knows, I have a very powerful alternative, but I didn't want to use it at this time.
The U.S. State Department is ordering all its non-emergency workers to leave Venezuela immediately amid the political crisis. President Nicolas Maduro has ordered all the diplomats out of the country, but the U.S. has said it will not recognize any orders from him. Former U.N. Ambassador Bill Richardson.
What will the Venezuelan military do? Now, so far, they've pledged their support for Maduro, but there's erosion.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
A new social media report reveals how fake news affected people during the presidential election. Here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King with more.
Researchers writing in the journal Science examined the Twitter accounts of more than 16,000 users during the height of the 2016 election campaign. They found just 16 of them spread 80% of all the misinformation that was masquerading as news. Those who did were more likely to be over the age of 65 and politically conservative. The super sharers were active, sharing more than 300 bits of fake information each between August and December. The study reached conclusions that were similar to one released this month about misinformation spread by Facebook.
A teacher strike in Denver is on hold. That's according to Colorado union officials. The Denver Classroom Teachers Association voted this week to go on strike, but Denver Public Schools requested state intervention. Currently, they're working out the logistics regarding that intervention. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On December 22, 2017, President Trump signed the Tax Cuts and Job Act. As people are preparing to do their taxes, what are we seeing, though, regarding some of these new laws? Paul Hoffman is a certified public accountant. He tells you what the main things are you need to know moving forward.
It appears that approximately 70% of all taxpayers will pay less tax. I mean, keeping politics aside, that's what the initial indications are. People will get some nice benefits who have young children, as the child tax credit has been increased from $1,000 to $2,000, and that's for children under the age of 17. And the biggest thing this year under the new plan is what's called qualified business income deduction. It's very complicated to explain in a short interview, but basically people who have businesses, or at least most types of businesses, will in effect get a 20% break on the taxability of their income. There will be some negative things like the loss of some real estate taxes and the loss of personal exemptions. But the positive thing is that the tax tables, the tax brackets, have decreased in just about all the brackets. So that's a very positive thing as well.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.